Hey fam, welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast, the art of hearing God's perfect will. The podcast that invites you to tune into God's guidance and discover his flawless plan for your life. I'm Michelle Honora, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm an author, speaker, and spiritual direction coach, as well as the founder and director of the Center for Prophetic Listening. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding clarity in God's will can be a challenge, especially if you're facing significant life transitions. Whatever challenges you're encountering, you're about to learn how to discern God's perfect will for both significant and everyday situations. So tune in, open your heart, and embark with me on this sacred quest to hear God's voice and discern his perfect will for your life. Welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Hey, fam, fam. Welcome to another episode of the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Glad that you're here. I just so love doing these solo episodes with you guys. I love doing the prophetic listening episodes. I think that they're very powerful. And I hope that you enjoyed last week's episode with Jason, my friend. But I'm really excited for this particular episode. I was asking the Lord, as I always do, what do you want to talk about this week? What is it that you want to cover? And he immediately gave me the title for this episode. And the title of this episode is called Hindrances to Hearing God. Hindrances to Hearing God. We all run into seasons where maybe God's voice is a little bit quieter in our lives than maybe in seasons past, or we just struggle with consistency in hearing the Lord. And, you know, it's normal to a degree to have dry spells, dry seasons where maybe you're not hearing as much from God, or maybe you're just hearing the same thing. Maybe he's just repeating the same thing over and over again because the season hasn't changed and his stance hasn't shifted or anything like that. And that happens too. But in today's episode, I really do want to talk about specific hindrances that we actually do have control over, that when it comes to hearing God's voice, that we could basically make some moves or some changes to help mitigate it. So honestly, I am of the firm belief that hearing God's voice is a birthright for his children. I believe that in the Old Testament, it wasn't common for people to hear God's voice because they didn't have Holy Spirit indwelling in them. In fact, if you look at passages, for example, there's a psalm where King David begs the Lord not to take his spirit from him. Well, that was because in the Old Testament, Holy Spirit would come upon people and he would lift off of people, and he would come and go, you know, basically based off of his will and whether or not those individuals were in alignment with him and with his assignment. And so it was a very real reality for prophets and for kings to receive Holy Spirit and have him be upon them, influencing them, guiding them, leading them. But it was also a reality that Holy Spirit could lift and take off if he chose to. So, but we don't have that reality in the new covenant, thank God. Because of Christ's sacrifice, we have Holy Spirit living inside of us. When we choose Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we submit to him and his lordship, Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us. And so he is a constant presence. However, it is very possible to quench the Spirit of God. The Bible says specifically that it actually warns against quenching the Holy Spirit. And there are several ways that we can do that. I'm going to share this in, I'm going to use an acronym that everybody knows, PDA, but it stands for something different. It's not public displays of affection. In this episode, PDA actually refers to three main hindrances that can get in the way of hearing God's voice. The first hindrance is pride. The second hindrance is doubt. And the third hindrance is assumption. And actually, I'm actually going to do a two for one in the second part. I would say it's doubt and disobedience, actually. So pride, doubt and disobedience, and assumption. Okay, so let's talk about the first part, pride. We all know the famous scripture. I believe it's Proverbs, probably Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before the fall. And don't quote me on that address. Y'all know me by now. You know that there are certain scriptures where I know it, they're the exact addresses, and there are other scriptures where I'm like, it's in there. I may even know the book it's in, but I don't know the exact address. But let's talk about the first hindrance, which is pride. So we all know that saying, pride goes before the fall. And it's not just a saying, it is in Proverbs. But pride can hinder our ability to hear God's voice because pride is based on the lie. It's based on the lie of, I've got this. I'm good. I don't need to submit myself to God. I don't need to submit my will to God. I don't need to submit to hearing his voice. I don't need the guardrails that God puts up. I'm good. And when we operate with a spirit of pride, when we partner with the spirit of pride, it is incredibly off-putting to the Holy Spirit. It's like a repellent to the Holy Spirit. Which is often why we see in scripture, God, especially when he really has a heart to reach somebody and they're operating in pride, he has to break their pride before they will submit to him and choose him. King Nebuchadnezzar is a perfect example of that. In scripture, I believe it's in Daniel. Yeah, it's in Daniel. He talks about Nebuchadnezzar was reflecting on the glory of his kingdom, and the Lord had already warned him through dreams, had warned him, hey, your pride is getting a little much here, and you need to dial it back and come to your senses. Daniel gave him the interpretation of the dream, warned him to submit himself to God, and he chose not to. And so he was just waxing eloquent to himself about the glory of his kingdom and how he was the best and how he was awesome. I mean, he was like a rapper on crack. He was going on and on and on about how wonderful he was and how he accomplished all of this. And basically, look, he's saying God had nothing to do with any of the good that had happened in his life, which we all know to be a lie. All good things come from the Father of light. So King Nebuchadnezzar, in that moment when he was busy bragging to himself and aloud about his glory, the Lord spoke to him. It says that he actually spoke to him, I believe it was audibly, and told him for the next seven seasons, you'll be out of your mind, basically. You're going to be eating grass like a cow, and you will not know up from down, left from right. You will be completely incapacitated. And he was. And so for 7 years, I mean, theologists aren't sure if it was exactly 7 years or if it was, I believe it said like 7 units of time or something. So we're not exactly sure the length of time, but most scholars believe it was about 7 years. He was out of his mind. He was basically functioning like a cow. His nails had grown super long. His hair had grown out, and he was chewing grass. And his pride was stripped from him completely because he was no longer able to function, let alone thrive in the way that he had before. And towards the end of that time, God was merciful to him, gave him his senses back. He came to his right mind and he came to his right spirit, and he ended up praising the Lord. And he admitted that God is the God of all creation, and that all of the glory belongs to the Lord. And so I really think Nebuchadnezzar is just it's a beautiful example of God breaking the pride of a man in order to pierce his soul, reach his heart, and draw him closer to him. So if you're operating with a spirit of pride, by the way, it doesn't have to be as audacious and narcissistic as King Nebuchadnezzar behaved and was. Pride can show up in little ways. It can show up in a refusal to admit that you could be wrong. It shows up in a conviction, maybe a conviction in your spirit that, hey, I was wrong for that. I shouldn't have spoken that way to this other person. And yet you refuse to apologize or make amends because your pride is getting in the way. It can show up in more insidious ways. And so really, this is just an invitation to check your heart and also ask the Lord, hey, if there's anything in me that is offensive to you, if there's anything in my heart that's offensive to you, like reveal it to me, convict me of it, and help me to see it change. So I don't want any of you listening to this to go, oh my gosh, now I got to work at this. Now I got to work on this. Now I got to figure this out. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I do not believe in a works-based relationship with God. I do not believe in being formative for God. Frankly, if I notice that I'm wrestling with pride in my own heart, I will just admit it to the Lord and I'll say, yeah, Lord, I know I'm wrong. And I don't want to admit it. I don't want to apologize. I don't want to do it. Like, I will just tell him, like, I know I am so off base right now. And in my flesh, like, it is what it is. Because when I do that, I can then turn to him in humility and say, I need you to help me with this. I'm not going to be able to outperform this or wiggle my way out of this. I really need you to help me with this so that I can be back on track according to your will. Please help me. And please forgive me for partnering with pride in this moment and show me the route I need to take. And sometimes that does mean swallowing your pride and choosing humility and choosing obedience to the Lord in terms of what he calls you to do. It's not easy, but it is worth it. All right. The second hindrance, second 2A and 2B hindrance that can keep us from hearing God's voice, doubt and disobedience. Let's start with doubt. So doubt, it's not a sin to doubt. It's actually just a sign that you're human if you have doubts or if you're questioning what God is calling you to do or how he's leading you. The reason I said doubt can be a hindrance to hearing God's voice is because it can be a hindrance, especially if you are in the middle of receiving a message from the Lord. So something that I teach in my courses, in my workshops, I teach people how to hear, listen, and attune to God's voice. And the number one thing I tell students when I'm leading them is write down what God is saying and don't allow a spirit of doubt or a voice, an internal voice of doubt to get in the way of God speaking. Because I want you to think of receiving God's voice as, I want you to think of it like water coming through a hose, right? And what's the quickest way? Let's just say that you have water from a hose coming out in the garden, and you're realizing, oops, there's way too much water coming here. I need it to stop right away. Like it's about to flood the flower beds or something like that. What's the quickest way to stop the flow of water? You don't have time to run all the way to the base of the house to turn that faucet off. You got to stop the flow right then and there. The quickest way to do that is to kink the hose, right? It's to create a knot, to loop it around, and kink the hose so that the flow can stop immediately, and then you can go and turn off the water. Well, when we doubt, it's like we're kinking the hose of the flow of Holy Spirit speaking. So when God is telling us something, the reason I advised people to write it down is because that just allows Holy Spirit to flow. You're too busy in the act of writing and receiving what God is saying to question, is that really God, or is that my voice, or was that the pizza I ate last night? Like, no, you're just busy writing and receiving what God says. And then you can go back after you have written it, after he has finished saying what he needs to say, and then you can ask him, hey, was that you? Like, can you give me some clarity on this? In fact, in early in my walk with God, and I was learning how to listen to him, I would just receive what he had to say. And then there would be times when I would reflect back on what he said and I'd be like, God, was that you or was that me? And almost, it was funny. Every single time, almost immediately, he would go, that was me. That was me. Don't worry, that was me. Sometimes he would say, that was a little bit of you. But most of the time, he would just reassure me that I was hearing him properly and that he was speaking. So I just want to encourage you to let Holy Spirit flow when you're receiving what he says, and you can always look at it with a more critical eye after you have received what he said. And be honest with him too. When you're struggling with doubt, don't try to just hide it away and ignore it or hope that it blows over. It never does. Just admit to the Lord, hey, I'm really struggling with doubt here and I need your help. And people give Thomas, one of the Lord's disciples, such flack about his doubt, but I don't think that Jesus was offended by it, because if he was, he wouldn't have shown him his hands. He wouldn't have shown him his scars. He wouldn't have appeared to him personally and said, "Hey, I'm here. Like, you good?" So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. To be. Disobedience, 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 disobedience. I'd actually say of all of the hindrances that I'm listing, disobedience is probably going to be the top one. We see the consequence of disobedience time and time again in scripture. We see how much it grieves the Holy Spirit and how much it grieves the Lord. And I would say your sensitivity to God's voice and to the Spirit of God can be dulled very quickly if you choose to live a life of consistent disobedience to him. We're all humans. We all have times where we fall short. I'm not saying that you have to have a perfect record or performance or something like that, but when you choose to operate in disobedience over and over and over and over again, you're basically displaying to the Lord, hey, I don't trust you. I'm going to do this my way. Hence the pride. It's kind of tied to the first one. And it just becomes a hot mess. And so, yes, the grace of God is amazing and sufficient and wonderful. And his mercy is incredible, right? But I think of it this way. There have been times in my life where I have been, I've talked, I shared, I've given advice to somebody, and I've talked till I was blue in the face, and they would listen, they would hear me out, and then they would do the exact opposite of what I advised. And they would do it again and again and again. And finally, I got to a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to shut my mouth, because what's the point of me sharing my heart or my wisdom or my guidance if you're not going to heed it or pay attention? Now, obviously, I'm not God, so they're under no obligation to, but after a while, you're just like, why waste my breath? And I think that Holy Spirit can feel a little bit of that sometimes. He's patient, he's God, he loves us, but it's very important to choose to obey him, because that not only does it strengthen your sensitivity to his spirit, but it also strengthens your faith so that when he calls you to step out in bigger and bolder things, you have the track record of, hey, look at what he's done before when I obeyed him, when I listened to him. He's not going to let me down now. So, yeah. And then finally, the A of PDA is assumption. I was going to say arrogance, but then I was like, ah, that's a little too close to pride. Assumption is a is it's kind of a dangerous thing in general in life, right? It's never a good idea to just assume things about people, let alone about God and God's will. And the reason I said assumption is because there are a lot of people in this world operating with the assumption of what God is or is not okay with. And they're operating under assumption because they're not reading the Word of God. They are biblically illiterate. And that is actually a very real phenomenon, especially in America, especially in this day and age. More people are walking around biblically illiterate than the past two or three generations. And that's a problem. It's why we're seeing moral decay in our society. It's why we're seeing people live lives of just blatant sin, living in sin in some cases. It's why we see people going to church and living in sin, because they are biblically illiterate and they are assuming that, hey, as long as I'm a good person and I'm not hurting anybody, then I can do whatever I want, and it will not be an affront to God. That's not true. So it's really important to have an understanding of the Word of God and to read His Word and to be in His Word, because that way, when you're listening to God's voice, you know if He says anything that is contrary to Scripture, you know right away that's a lie. I need to check that out. That's a familiar spirit trying to speak to me, or something else is going on. But if you don't have the filter of Scripture to give you those guardrails when you are listening for Holy Spirit's voice and His instruction, you're asking for trouble. And so assumption is the third and final hindrance to hearing God's voice. So again, PDA, pride, doubt and disobedience, and assumption. Try to avoid, or even just ask Holy Spirit, hey, reveal to me if I'm partnering with any of this, let me know. But these are the three hindrances to hearing God that I wanted to share. I'm gonna close this out in prayer, and trust that the Lord will reveal to you if there are any hindrances that may be present and His plan to overcome them. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this episode, and thank you for this topic. I pray right now, Father, if anybody listening to this episode is struggling with any of these hindrances, or even a hindrance that I didn't mention in this episode, that you would be their defender, that you would be their advocate, that you would be the lifter of their heads and remove every single hindrance to hearing your voice with clarity, with consistency, and with ease. We just praise you, Lord, and we thank you for drawing us closer to you. Let every single person under the sound of my voice really feel your presence in a vivid and fresh way and connect with you on a deeper level than they have before. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, thanks for watching this episode or listening to this episode. Pray that it was a blessing to you, and I will see you next week. Bye. Hey, fam fam, I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this episode. I really, really hoped that you were blessed by it. If this taught you anything about hearing God more clearly, about listening to Him with other people, if it inspired you watching other people connect with the voice of God, I want to encourage you, share this show. Don't be greedy. Don't keep this all to yourself. Share this show. Let other people know about the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Share it on your social. Text a friend about it. Bring it up in conversation. Whatever that looks like for you. Also, if you could do me a huge solid and leave a review, guys, that helps increase visibility. There is nothing like word of mouth traction. So please leave a review. Lastly, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TheMichelleAnora. You can also find my work, my resources, my e-courses, as well as the certification program on www.propheticlistening.com. Thank you again. Tune into the next episode. We're here every week. Can't wait to see you on the flip side. God bless.